Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Tim Roy, Tom Tobert at the DoorDash broadcast booth. And Tom, your thoughts on tonight? Did you learn something about the Warriors as they head toward the play-in?
No.
No.
Well, I learned that Steph looks like he's moving well, and Horford looked good.
Yeah.
And everybody got out of here healthy, presumably.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Other than that, you know, it's just they were a little clunky, as I expected they would be, because you're playing with guys you don't normally play with. So, again, that's the one worry you have going into the play-in game is, like, guys haven't played together and you have a 17-turnover game and you just can't get that rhythm offensively. So not much you can do about it. You just show up and try to get what you can get in a couple games and watch some film and see where you can be a little bit better. I mean, the one play that really stuck out to me, the one that kind of personified them not playing together is when Steph drove and Porzingis was in the corner and he threw it to the corner. Porzingis was gone because he was crashing for an offensive rebound. Like, stuff like that is what you need to know. Like, what guys are going to do when you do certain things. But as far as learning stuff, not particularly.
Yeah, I think the one thing is when they took care of the ball moved almost to a fault sometimes. They had a couple of late shots. They were passing up shots. So I think that's pretty good. I thought Porzingis fought through a bad shooting night and did okay. I think he's going to find life with Steph is going to be pretty good for him. And then, you know, on the whole, I thought Brandon Podziemski is that the kind of game, you know, if he can bottle that up, you know, I mean, he only forced maybe one or two shots, but boy, just getting to the rim. That's something the Warriors don't have a lot of, is guys that can drive and get to the rim, especially since Jimmy Butler has been hurt. So I think that's something that if he can bottle that up for a play-in game, that would help initially. And again, I think they're learning a little bit more. It's good to see Melton. He didn't have a good second half, but he had a great first half. And, you know, with Steph Curry and Porzingis, you know, maybe that's something where, you know, he keeps the Warriors in the game for a while when teams are paying a lot of attention to Steph. So that's something that we would have to expect from either the Clippers or the Trailblazers in a first play-in game on Wednesday. So a couple things to learn, I think, but not too much overall. I think we know who they are and basically how they're going to play for the most part.
Well, one thing, maybe I'll Steve this when I go downstairs, but I'm surprised they haven't run more Steph Porzingis high pick and rolls. Like, that's one that I thought that would be a great option to have because they both stretch the court so much. And if you switch on it, then you can just run Porzingis right to the front of the rim and get him the ball down there. And tonight he did have those opportunities. He just missed a few of them. So, well, we'll see. They'll have another crack at it, I would expect, Sunday.
Are you coming to L.A. tonight?
They're going to do I'll be there. I should be there Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be there Sunday because I'm not leaving my car at the Sawyer Hotel and coming back in like 12 days and getting it and finding a valet charge of like $8,000. That wouldn't be cool at all.
I would not
enjoy that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd be like, we just keep it then.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys can have it here.
You go ahead. Just keep it. I'll Uber back home.
That's funny.
So, but I'm planning on being there if that's where indeed it is, and I suspect that's where it's going to be because I can't imagine the Blazers losing to the Kings at home. So, yeah.
Hey.
I should be there. I should be there for the game Wednesday, and then I will be there from – that game on, hopefully. That's the plan. Well, so I will meet you there. You go and you stake everything out for us, and I'll
I
be
will.
There. Scout it
I
out.
Will. I'll we'll get your room ready. So
please do that. I would enjoy two mints on the pillow.
Not one.
That's okay.
Not
two.
One, but two.
Two mints. So
You know what? I'm gonna have to make it my mission. Maybe I'll go over on an early bus on Sunday to see if I can find your jersey.
Oh, that's right. My jersey's there.
I'll make an inquiry to the Clippers PR staff to find out where that is.
Right. It's there somewhere because I know Mark Spears took a picture of it and sent it to me.
Okay.
So I know the Tolbert jersey is there. But how many high schools are in California? So, I mean, there's tons of jerseys there.
Wow.
So it's there somewhere, though.
That's a nice touch by the Clippers, by the way.
No, I think it's really cool that all the high schools in California are represented. And I don't know how many players played in California, also played for the Clippers. I'm guessing quite a few. California is such a big place and has so many high schools. So, but I'm one of them. I'm one of them that has my jersey in the Intuit Dome.
That's
Artesia,
cool. Very
number
cool.
Three, Tolbert.
There you go.
No, I wasn't number three at Artesia. I was 34.
34,
but
okay.
I'll take it. Like, I'm not going to quibble. I'm not going to say, hey, take that down, give me right now, because they may take it down and leave it down. They may not put it back up. So
they'll put Ray Tolbert's jersey
up there. I'm just going to leave it as is. That's totally fine by me. The only time I wore three was actually with the Warriors.
That's probably where they took a picture. Yep. And said, okay, well, it must be three.
That was right. My first number.
There you go.
With the Warriors, number three.
Well, it's like Pat Spencer. He wore 61 because he wore 7 in lacrosse. Yep. 6 + 1 = 7. There we go.
Well, thank you for explaining that to me. I mean, jeez. I didn't graduate, but I can add. I mean, even the bunny could have got that one. Thank you. Appreciate
it.
Bunny would have given you a side eye on that one. Like,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
You go, really? You had to do 6 + 1 for me?
I would have gotten thumped with the back paw with that one.
Oh, the bunny can thump.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
The
bunnies
bunny
can thump.
Flat out.
Yes,
thump.
They can.
And you, every once in a while, you'll hear it. Oh. It's like, is that a happy or mad thump? I'm not really sure where she's going with that. But
our bunny was a kid. We had one in the house. My mom box trained it like a cat.
Oh, really?
And it would go. The box was in the laundry room.
Okay.
When the bunny was mad, it would go in and get to the dryer. Go bong.
Really?
You could hear that thing throughout the whole house. It was
they
like,
got some strong legs. Bunny's got some strong legs.
Usually it would get mad when my dad would like kind of shoo it out of a room or something.
You know? Oh, really?
Yeah, and go into the laundry room. Bang!
Yeah. Our bunny spends most of her time outside.
Good.
We just let her outside and let her run around and eat the grass and eat the bushes. And although the problem is, like most bunnies, I suspect, she's a digger.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to make sure she doesn't tunnel under the fence and decide to take off on us.
Yes.
I found her in the front yard one time. I came out because I was looking for her. I was panicked. Like, oh, my gosh, did we lose the bunny? I came outside, and a lady was walking. And I don't know how she knew. She said, are you looking for a rabbit? I go, well, yes, I am. She goes, what's right over there on the side yard? So I went over there, and there she was just eating grass. And I said, you don't know how good you have it in the backyard right now. You probably should stay there. There's no predators. The other animals like you. You would do well just to stay in the backyard. So.
I had this version of your bunny popping out like Bugs Bunny with the beach thing. And took
a left in Albuquerque.
That's exactly it.
Rabbit season. Duck season.
Yeah.
Rabbit season. Oh, brother.
Jeez.
Have a safe flight.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll see you Wednesday.
Well, I'll probably see you in a minute.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'll probably see you in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Tuesday, Wednesday morning, but I will be there with you wherever it is, Portland or L.A. I'll be there with you Wednesday.
All right, man.
Good to see you, Tim.
See you. Tom Tolbert with it.